Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Horn Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be a book near friend. Let's try this help. We got Hey Friend, how are you doing?
Always great to be here.
We got Moshe Baywitz, how are you doing?
Good.
Sammy, how are you doing? We got Sammy Baywitz. So the first signing we are going to talk about is Robbie Ray, 5 years old, with the Mariners. Moshe, how you feel about that?
I think he got a bit overpaid because his FIP was a lot higher than his ERA.
Yeah.
I don't think he deserved a sign.
So, either. Sammy, how do you feel about Corey Seager? A 10-year deal with the Rangers. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Mosher, how do you feel about Max Scherzer? $130 million. For 3 years with the Mets. How do you feel about that?
The worst signing in free agency.
$40 million per year. How do you feel about infielder Marcus Semien? $175 million a year for 7 years. How do you feel about that?
It's a good deal for the Rangers, I think. You know,
how do you feel about that?
You know, some people don't even make $175 million in a decade. So he's doing pretty well. I'm sure he's doing pretty well.
And Sterling Marte, 4 years, $78 million deal, led the league in average. He played too much games in the NL and didn't finish in the NL, so he didn't get enough games in the AL, so he couldn't qualify for average. Next up is Steven Matz, Cardinals, with $44 million for 4 years, $11 million a year. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Left-handed pitcher from the Mets. They just stole him.
Yeah,
they got a deal.
Steve Cohen said that. They said that they would sign with him, and then they just didn't tell Steve Cohen and they signed with the Cardinals. I think they paid him too much.
I feel like Steve Cohen's a bad enemy to have.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, Moshe, who the Yankees saw? What are the Yankees doing in free agents?
Jose Peraza.
Tell us about him.
Could be playing in single A. Could be playing in independent
ball. Did the Yankees lose anybody in free agency? Anyone throw a no-hitter last year? Who did they lose him to? Who did he get signed by?
The Rays.
How do you feel about Byron Buxton? 7 year, $100 million. That's what I call being underpaid.
I agree. If he waited until he became a
Jose Barrios, 7 year, $131 million. A dollar deal. That's what I call overpaid.
No, he's just
now, last player is we're going to be talking about Wander Franco. 11 year, $182 million extension. He's being overpaid.
No, it's a good deal for the Rays.
It's too much money.
That's a good deal for the Rays.
Well, Howie, hit me with the outro.
Just before we do the outro, I think it's just important that we address... just once again, great week for our fans of the show in the NFL. Jets win, Giants win, Bucks win. So hit you with the outro. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsor, Anchor. All
rights reserved.